This is Bikias recording for Tainus Daf Beis Amid Beis. I'm going to pick it up a few lines from the top. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Miyom Tov Arishon Shel Chag. So we have Shitas Rabbi Eliezer that we're supposed to start mentioning Mashiv Aruach on the first day of Sukkot. He boiled who we have the following question. Rabbi Eliezer Meheicha Gamrila. Where did Rabbi Eliezer get this idea from? Meaning, what's he learning it out from? Meluliv Gamrila or Minisach HaMayim Gamrila? What is the prototype for Rabbi Eliezer? Is he learning it out from when you take a lulav, or is he learning it out from the mitzvah? There's a special mitzvah on Sukkot that not only do you pour wine on the Mizbeach in conjunction with the korbanos, that's a standard thing that happens all year round. On Sukkot, there's a special din, as we'll see. It's very hard to know where we even learn it out from, but it is something that's part of the Torah Shebaal Peh, that you do nisuch hamayim. We also pour water on the Mizbeach, not just wine. So where did he get this idea from? That either did he get it from the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim, that you're supposed to pour wine on the Mizbeach on Sukkot, and therefore, just as that starts on the first day, we're also supposed to start saying Mashiv Aruach, or maybe no, there's a mitzvah on the first day of Sukkot to take what we call the Dalet Minim, or in the Gemara is referring to it as Lulav. So maybe that's supposed to be on the first day, just like the mitzvah to take lulav. Min haTorah, you really only take mitzvah on the first. Min haTorah, you really only take lulav on the first day. The rest of the days are midrabanan, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you're supposed to take lulav all 7 days of Sukkot as a zecher to the fact that min haTorah it was 7 days. You took lulav for 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, but nowhere else, and therefore we do it all 7 days. So that mitzvah should not be forgotten. Okay, so that's the question. Where is he getting it from? Is he getting it from lulav, or is he getting it from nisuch hamayim? So the Gemara then says, ma lulav biyom af haskara biyom, just like lulav is only done during the day. We don't do lulav the night before, even though sukkah started the night before, and we sat in the sukkah, we had the big mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, but nevertheless, we wait until the next day to start doing the mitzvah of dalet minim. So therefore, you have to wait until the next day to start mentioning Gurus Kisham as well. O Dilma min Nisach HaMayim Gamrila. Maybe he learns it out from Nisach HaMayim, and my Nisach HaMayim may urta to Amar. Right, the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim technically can be done at night. To Amar Mar, as we said, min Chasam min Iskehem afilu belayla. Right, we learn from the pasuk min Chasam min Iskehem about the pourings and the carbon minchas that accompany the korbanos. They can even be done at night. Af Haskara may urta. So maybe you should start saying Mashiv Ruach at night as well. So Tashma. It's coming here, Araya, how we hold, where he learns it from. The Amar Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avo says, Lo lam de Rabbi Eliezer el milul. Rabbi Eliezer only learned it out from lulav, so therefore that's why we start during the morning, and specifically we said we start at Musaf, right? So Ikadamri, there are others who say, Rabbi Avo, Gemara Gemiri Lav, Ikadamri Masnisa Shmile. Some say that Rabbi Avo had this as a tradition, and some say he was medayikit from a brisa. So Mahi, what is the pshat over there? What would be the source that he was medayik from? Detanya, that we have the following brisa, Meimasai Maskirin Al Hageshamim. When do you start mentioning there? It says Al Hageshamim, not Gevuras Geshamim. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, says Mishas Natilas Lulav, from the time that you take a lulav. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Mishas Hanachasa, from the time you put down the lulav. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, Hov Arbas Minin Halalo Einan Bon Elul Ratsa Salamayim. Says, I don't understand. The whole point, when you shake the Dalet Minim, that's all a ritzui. That's somehow a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should give us good rain. And just like these Dalet Minim cannot grow without water, they represent the fact that the world cannot survive without water. And therefore, you should link the Dalet Minim to Mashiv Aruach Mor HaGeshem. So clearly this is the brisa that he's medayik from, that Rabbi Eliezer is getting the idea of Mashiv Aruach from Dalet Minim. So Amar Lo Rabbi Shua answers back, just to continue the brisa, Halo Geshamim B'chag, Eino L'Sim L'Klala, same claim we know in our Mishnah, that if it rains on Sukkot, it's a bad sign. So Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer, Afani Lo Amarti Lishol L'Hazkir. Right? So he says, I didn't say you should ask, I just said you should mention it. Just like we mentioned Tchias HaMesim every single day of the year, but we know there will be a special time of Tchias HaMesim, hopefully soon, but it hasn't come yet. So, and yet we still mention every day. And we only mention, so therefore we mention Gevuras Geshamim the whole year, but it only rains at the proper time. Lefichach im bala haskir kol hashana kula mazkir. Oh, so there he answers the question that we ask in our Mishnah. He says, I agree with your question back to me. If you want to mention Gevuras Geshamim all year round, you can. There's nothing wrong with saying Ma'aseh Baruch in the middle of the summer as a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not as a request. Rebbe Omer, so now jumping into the Braisa comes along, Rebbe Omer Ani, I say, right, some of the Achronim point out that Rebbe, when he says Omer Ani, it's like him saying, Lafi Ani Uzdaiti, in my humble opinion, that it's basically saying, look, I know I'm just the editor here, but, you know, I want to make an editor's note. So, I mean, he was not around to learn from Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yoshua. Says Rebbe says, Omer Ani, Mishasha Mafsik L'Sheela Kaf Mafsik L'Hazkar. Even though Rebbe Eliezer holds you can mention it all year round, once you stop saying the same Talmud, or once you stop asking, then you have to stop mentioning it as well. Rebbe Yudah ben Beseira Omer. Now we're going to have new shitos here as to when you start, where we didn't have in our Mishnah. So we just had a Machlokas Rebbe versus Rebbe Yeshua that we already know. Now comes along Rebbe Yudah ben Beseira. He says, when do you start? Bishani b'chag u'maskir, the second day of Sukkot. Rebbe Akiva Omer. Rebbe Akiva says, Bishishi b'chag u'maskir. And now we have another shita. We have a fourth shita, which is Rebbe Akiva, who says, you start on the sixth day of Sukkot, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yoshua Omer. Now Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Yoshua, and he says the following, and this makes sense because in our Mishnah, we just had Rabbi Yehuda, but obviously he was going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that you start on the last day. Over, lefnei atev b'yom tov achron shel chaga achron maskir rishon ena maskir. B'yom tov rishon shel pesach rishon maskir achron ena maskir. So this is just the statement that we had in the Mishnah that the Baal Musaf should be the one to institute the change. Okay, so that's the end of the Braisa. Now just to reiterate, the reason we brought this Braisa was to show that Rabbi Eliezer is learning it out from Lulav, and that's why we start the daytime of the first day, not the night before. So now comes the Gemara to analyze the Braisa. Shaper Kamarle Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. Isn't Rabbi Eliezer making a very correct statement against Rabbi Yeshua? He says, I'm not telling you to ask for it, I'm just telling you to mention it. Rabbi Yeshua could answer you, Bishlama Tchias HaMesim Mazkir. No, why do we say Tchias HaMesim every single day, even though it hasn't happened yet? Dekule Yomaz Manehu. The time for Tchias HaMesim could be any day. It doesn't matter. There's no specific day for it. Ela Gishamim Kolemas Da'asyans Manehu. What? We say that whenever it rains, that's considered the time for rain? Not certainly not in Eretz Yisrael. V'hatanan. Don't we have a Mishnah Yatsan Nisan? We are the Gisham. We're going to see this later in the Masechta. If the month of Nisan is already finished, it's already after Pesach, and now it starts raining, Simen Klaleim, this is a sign of curse. Shenemar, Halok Tzir Chitim Ayom, we quote from the Pasuk in Sefer Shmuel, where it says, today is the day of cutting down the wheat, and the rest of the Pasuk is very important for this point. It says, Ekrael Hashem v'yitin kolos u'matar u'du'uru ki ra'aschem rabba asher asisem b'nei Hashem l'sholachem melech. So what does Shmuel say to the people? He says, I could ask Hashem to make it rain, and that would prove to you that you did something wrong by asking for a king. Meaning, when it's the time for the Ksir Chitim, when it's you know, Nisan time, if we get rain now, that would be a sign that we are sinners, meaning it's a Simen Klala. So that would be Rabbi Yeshua's response, that not every day is appropriate for rain. Mashen Kein Tchias HaMesim, every day is appropriate for Tchias HaMesim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, so now we're going back to the other shitos to try to clarify. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, B'sheni b'chag u'maskir. You start on the second day. So we had the first day, then we had the last day. Now we added two shitos. We had Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who is the second day, and Rabbi Akiva, who is the sixth day. So my time at Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, where is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira coming from? Titania, we have the following brayso, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omer, Nam, Rabbi Sheni, v'niskehem. So this is all in the end of Parshas Pinchas, when we go through all of the musafin that we bring on the Amim Tovim. So by Sukkot it says Viniskehem on the second day. It goes through every single one of the 8 days, meaning 7 days of Sukkot and 1 day of Shemini Atzeres, what karbanos we bring, how many parim we bring, specifically on Sukkot, it gets less and less. And then it talks about the additional things that we bring together with those karbanos. So the Niskehem, the Nesachim that we bring, are the wine and the korban minchas that go along with the main korbanos of the day. So what are the, it says v'niskehem over there, that's on the second day. So that's an extra. It should just say v'niska, and it's, right, and it's korban, it's additional pourings and it's additional korban minchas. But it doesn't say that, it says v'niskehem, that's extra. V'nemar b'shishi un'socheha, it should say v'niska, and it says it un'socheha, and v'nemar b'shvi kimishpatam. And then it should say kamishpat, but it says kamishpatam. So you have three extra letters there. Hare mem yud mem, hare kan mayim. It says that is the hint. Mikan remez le nisach hamayim in haTorah. That is the hint for nisach hamayim in the Torah, that there's an extra mem in v'niskehem, there's an extra yud in unsacha, and there's extra mem kimishpatam. So there we see a very, very small hint to the idea of nisach hamayim. So that's his shita. That's how he learns out nisach hamayim on Sukkot. So my shna b'sheni denakat. So why do we specifically grab onto the second day? The chiramizi lubakra b'sheni hu deramizi hilkach b'sheni mad karina. And he says because when the hint starts, it starts on day two, and therefore we mention mashiruach starting on day two. That's his shita. Rabbi Akiva doesn't really disagree with that too much, as we'll see in a second. Rabbi Akiva omer b'shishi b'chag u'mazkir. You mention it on the sixth day of Yantif. Where does he get this from? Shenemar b'shishi unsacheha. There it says, and its pourings. B'shnei nisuchin akasa medar. It's talking about two pourings. Echad nisuch hamayim, v'echad nisuch hayayin. One is talking about when you pour the water. That's the special mitzvah for Sukkot. And one is nisuch hayayin, which is the standard mitzvah that we have with all the korbanos. So now the Gemara just says a side point. V'eima tarvayo dechamra. How do we know they're not both? It's maybe it's just a double nisuch hayayin. Where do we get water from? Because savalak Rabbi Yudim b'seira damar amizi maya. No, he agrees with Rabbi Yudim b'seira that the extra mem yud mem hints at water. He just so then going over to Gimel Maralf. He savar luck Rabbi Yudim b'seira nima kavase. So why doesn't he say exactly like Rabbi Yudim b'seira? No, kasav Rabbi Kiva kiksev nisuch yseira b'shishi hudichsev. Right. So he says when it says in the extra nisuch, the nisuch hayayin unsacheha, it's pourings that's specifically written on the sixth day, and therefore it's telling you this something special about water on the sixth day, even though there's nisuch hamayim all the different days. But still, there's something special about it on the sixth day, and therefore we start saying Mashav Aruach on the sixth day. Excuse me, Rabbi Kiva holds you start the Nisuch HaMayim on the sixth day as well. Sorry about that. Okay, so let's just summarize this particular Amud. So we wanted to know what was the source for Rabbi Eliezer's Shita that you start on the first day. Was it from Lulav and then you would start in the daytime? Or was it from Nisuch HaMayim, which is technically Kasher even the night before? So we say it's starting, we learn it out from Lulav and we quote a whole Brisa. While we're quoting the whole Brisa, we have the same back and forth that we had in the Mishnah. And then we also added two more Shitas. We have Rabbi Yudim ben Maseira, who says you start on the second day, and Rabbi Akiva says you start on the sixth day. Now we're trying to figure out what was the response that Rabbi Yoshua had to Rabbi Eliezer, and we said Rabbi Yoshua's response was that Tchias HaMesim is different than Mashav Aruch. You can't just mention things when it's totally inappropriate and it's the wrong time for rain, and it would be a klala. Mashenkin Tchias HaMesim would always be a bracha. And then we ended off with where are these other two shitas coming from? So Rabbi Yudim Beseira is coming from the fact that the hints of the extra mem, the extra yud, the extra mem, that hints to the mitzvah, nisach hamayim, that starts when it's describing the korbanos on the second day of Sukkot, and that's why he thinks you should start Mashav Aruch on the second day of Sukkot. And Rabbi Akiva says, yes, I agree that that's where it starts, but the allusion of unsacheha, which implies multiple pourings, that actually starts on the sixth day. So basically what they're arguing about is what day do you start nisach hamayim on Sukkot, and therefore that would also be the same day you start saying Mashav Aruch.